It's Thursday, the 17th of July, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Future Media's Angie Scholtz is attending the 2025 Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition currently taking place in the capital. The event, running until Friday, has drawn over 2,000 delegates from across the region and beyond. Here she is.
Namibia's digital future depends not only on strong cyber defenses, but on the people behind them. At the Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference, Professor Atle Gambundani, Associate Professor in Cybersecurity at NUST, spoke on the importance of developing a comprehensive cybersecurity curriculum in our higher education institutions. Professor says building such a curriculum requires collaboration between universities, industry experts and government to ensure that graduates are job ready and equipped to handle the evolving threat landscape. As cyber threats grow more complex, education remains a frontline defense. I'm Angie Scholtz for Future Media News, Windhoek.
Agriculture Minister Inge Zamwani says President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa has directed reforms to the procurement system to allow green schemes to respond more quickly to their operational needs. NAMPA reports that while speaking during a visit to traditional authorities and green schemes in the Kavango East and West regions, Zamwani criticized the current setup where even minor purchases are handled by officials based in Windhoek, causing delays. Build One South Africa leader Musi Maimane has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to take decisive action and appoint an ethical police minister from within the force.
Perhaps it wasn't time to appoint someone from outside the police. Perhaps we need to get to a point where when we use the same provisions of the Constitution, that we choose someone who is the best police person, the most ethical person. The force of policemen and women can say, here's someone that has been in the trenches with us, and we can follow them.
From elsewhere, a Lebanese man convicted of complicity in terrorist assassinations in Paris in 1982 will be released after 40 years in jail. George Ibrahim Abdallah will be deported to Beirut next week.
Abdallah was arrested in 1984 and sentenced to life imprisonment in 1987 for complicity in two assassinations in Paris in 1982. Charles R. Ray, the American deputy military attaché, and Yaakov Barsimantov, the second secretary at the Israeli embassy, were both killed. George Ibrahim Abdallah has always maintained his innocence, but he has also assumed political responsibility for the attacks, calling them acts of resistance against Israeli and American oppression. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And the U.S. Justice Department has fired veteran federal prosecutor Maureen Comey. Comey was involved in the case against convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, who died by suicide in prison in 2019, and his accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell. Comey was also part of the Sean Diddy Combs case. Her firing comes as President Donald Trump's administration is facing backlash over its handling of the files relating to Epstein.
It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. It's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier that turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats, and some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.